there's a well-known question that bothers many people on Parshas Vayera. There he is after the third day of his bris, in a lot of pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit Avraham Avinu to do Bikur Cholin, and he is out there looking for guests, and indeed he sees the guests, and he runs after them, leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind him. What is going on? Isn't the whole point of Judaism, isn't the whole point of our mitzvos to get close to Hashem? Here Avraham Avinu was close to Hashem, and yet he left him behind, in a sense, to be able to go and do Hachnasas Orchim. What's pshat? What's pshat with the Chazal that say from this situation, Gadol Hachnasas Orchim, Hakpalas Nei Shechina, that you see from this that it is greater to welcome guests than to be greeting the Shechina itself? What is pshat? Explained Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal, in a deep insight, a pointed insight, that it is not about being close to Hashem. Judaism is not about being close to Hashem, experiencing some sort of ethereal, spiritual experience, having some sort of out-of-the-box experience and feeling close to some sort of otherworldly feeling. That is not what it's about. But rather, Judaism is about, rather than being close to God, being like God. Judaism is about emulating the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rav Soloveitchik said, imitatio Dei, to imitate the deity, the divine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is endless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is unwielding. Hashem is supporting even the greatest sinners while they live through this life. Avraham Avinu was trying to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, he was close to Hashem, but he had not forsaken the opportunity to continue growing and giving and improving the world around him. And that is emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the greatest degree. That is the lesson of Avraham Avinu. It is not about being close to Hashem. It is about being like Hashem.